David Kushner first met Anthony Curcio nearly two decades ago to tell the story of how Curcio masterminded a $400,000 bank robbery and escaped on an inner tube. His latest on Curcio is every bit as outlandish. After his release from federal prison, Curcio waded deep into the trading card industry, dealing in top-rated Michael Jordan and Nolan Ryan cards and coming under scrutiny for suspected fraud. Curcio contends that the real villain is Collectors Holdings, a private company that owns Professional Sports Authenticator, which evaluates and assigns value to trading cards. A thrilling piece of reporting about authenticity as an idea, a value, and maybe even a front. 3 months later, on the early morning of May 23, 2024, Curcio was walking through his neighborhood in Redmond. It was quiet, what he called raccoon hours. Then he heard cars coming up behind him. FBI agents stormed him, guns drawn, he counted around 20. "What the fuck is this about?" he said. "You're here for sports cards?" He told them about the judgment he'd just won against Captain Ticket. They said they knew all about it. Deep divees on Collectors. A young magician wanted to build an epic magic collection. Did he go too far? Rory Feldman was accused of deceiving, defrauding, and stealing. But he says he's been the target of a relentless smear campaign by a magic mafia. How a ticket from Michael Jordan's Chicago Bulls debut became priceless. Every ticket can tell you a story. I'm someone who's about relationships and experiences, and that's what tickets are to me. People do get it, inside the world of hyper-realistic baby doll collecting. Kelly Kordecki dives into a subculture of mostly women who collect reborns, dolls made to look and feel like actual human infants. Sometimes the